This man Nehemiah had a real spiritual discernment. Verse 12, lo, I perceive that God had not sent him, but that he pronounced this prophecy against me, for Tobiah and Sanballat had hired him. I tell you that this man Nehemiah is in the thick of plots and schemes to destroy him. And he says here, therefore was he hired, that I should be afraid and do so, and sin, and that they might have matter for an evil report, that they might reproach me. My God, think thou upon Tobiah and Sanballat, according to these works, and on the prophetess Noadiah and the rest of the prophets that would have put me in fear. And this man Nehemiah now, after he's called them a liar, and he's dealt with this crowd that pretended to be his friends, and I tell you, he's in a difficult spot. He's in between a rock and a hard place. But he turns to God. And now we find in verse 15, the wall was finished in 52 days. Verse 15, so the wall was finished in the 20th and 5th day of the month Elul, in 52 days. It came to pass that when all of our enemies heard thereof, and all the heathen that were about us saw these things, they were much cast down in their own eyes, for they perceived that this work was wrought of our God. Only God could have accomplished this through them. Moreover, in those days, now notice here, the trouble's not over, even though it's finished. There's still danger. Moreover, in those days, the nobles of Judah sent many letters unto Tobiah, and the letters of Tobiah came unto them. For there were many, now listen to this, for there were many in Judah sworn unto him, because he was the son-in-law of Shechaniah, the son of Aaron. His son Johanan had taken the daughter of Meshulam, the son of Berechiah. So all this time, there was this playing footsie with the enemies of God. And it ushered in, actually, old Geshem and Sanballat said, look to the nobles, we're your friends. That man Nehemiah, he's a hard bird to get along with, and we're trying to. And the sons and daughters met each other. They had little get-togethers. And as a result, why, there was intermarriage. And because of that, you see this fellow here, Tobiah, had a telephone right in to the walls of Jerusalem. And this wasn't good. And they reported his good deeds before me. So these kinfolk by marriage, they'd come to Nehemiah and says, Nehemiah, you're so hard on Tobiah. He's really a lovely gentleman. And they began to tell of good deeds of his. And they uttered my words to him. In other words, they were acting as liaison officers, which means there were a bunch of tattletales, and everything Nehemiah would say and what went on, they went back and told Tobiah. And Tobiah sent letters to put me in fear. And Tobiah says, I've heard what you're saying about me, and it's not true.